You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1 to 4. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also, bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gift of the Spirit, according to his own will. You will notice a few issues in this passage. One of it is that the gospel that the apostles preached is the same gospel that Jesus Christ preached. It is not a different gospel. It says, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord. It was the Lord who brought the gospel. It was our Lord Jesus Christ who began to preach the gospel and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. So his apostles, they were with him, they heard him, and they also began to preach what Jesus preached. When Jesus was living, he said, go and teach every nation everything I have commanded you. The gospel is the message of Jesus. So the epistles and the gospel, they are the same message. There is no difference with them. Now, he said the disciples confirmed it to us. They preached it to us because they heard Jesus. Now, God also, wanting to prove that what the disciples were saying to us is correct. Look at verse 4. God also, bearing witness with both signs and wonders, with various miracles and gift of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. That means God was testifying that the message of salvation that the apostles were preaching is genuine, is correct, and therefore I am supporting it and proving it to every one of you with signs and wonders. In other words, signs and wonders, they are not the message. Miracles and gift of the Holy Spirit, that is not the message. They are God's evidence. They are God's way of bearing witness that the message that we heard from the apostles were correct message. What we have done today is that we've neglected the message and we are now preaching the witness. Miracles, signs, and wonders were God's way of bearing witness to the message. But we have left the message. We are now focusing on signs, miracles, and wonders. Did you know in reality, once you believe that this gospel of Christ is the genuine gospel, you basically does not need signs and wonders anymore to bear witness because you have believed the genuine gospel. You know this gospel is true. That is the goal of miracles, signs, and wonders, to bring people to the knowledge of the message. So what we need to preach, what we need to focus on is the message, not the signs and wonders. Let's leave that one to God. God will heal. God will do miracles. God will bear witness wherever Jesus is being preached. But the message is Jesus, not miracles. Today, you see many of our meetings. They are about miracles. They are about signs. They are about wonders. But they are not about the message. That's how we missed it. We must go back to the message. The message is the teachings of Christ. God only bears witness with signs and wonders. So we must know the role of each one. What is most important is the message. And we must focus on the message. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.